The viewpoints expressed in the following program are not necessarily those of WRUU, its license holder or staff. You are listening to WRUU LP Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM. Hello and welcome to the Taking the Journey Show. We are your hosts, Craig and Sharon Butts.
Thank you for joining us as we explore interpersonal concerns and problems in dating, cohabiting, and marriage. Our relationship stories come from research and personal testimonies. Our main focus is on Black American relationships. However, our expanding world has us reaching out to include multicultural relationships as well.
Now, let's get right into our show. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just was thinking when I said good morning, if we have a young lady out there by the name of Melanie, she said, our show, when I listen to it, it's funny to her. And when I heard it the first time, I was almost upset and uncomfortable with that, if you're listening, Melanie. And then I thought to myself, what better to have a show about couples who in turn are speaking about balanced, healthy relationships, and they're happy, and they can be funny, and they can laugh at things that sometimes can be very serious.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, hey, thank you, Melanie, letting us know we can lighten it up even just for you.
Absolutely.
Okay. Wow.
Yes. So, wow, we are, this year is almost over.
It is. Wow, I don't know, it went pretty fast.
It did.
In a way, I think. I didn't think about that today, so you're going to have to, you're on your own with this as we take the journey together.
Exactly, but see what happened
I didn't
was,
think about it that way.
I didn't think about it until I had to write the date down yesterday, okay. And it was 11-1,
uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, we're already in November.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It was like August, September, and October were a blur.
Uh-huh.
They were 3 months rolled into what felt like one.
Okay.
But I'm like, we're almost at 2025.
Mm. Yeah.
And election day is
right around the corner.
3 days away.
Yeah, you're just trying to rush this real quickly. Oh, and what a tizzy has went through when it comes to the need for us to try to think about, is there really unity anything left in this country? You got two large blocks, we ain't no independent block anymore, who are cussing, fighting, kicking, one says more than the other against one another, and the power of unity, you know, taking that journey together, looks like it's like, no, we don't want to take the journey together because we don't think it was the same, see it as be the same journey in the first place that we've been taking the journey
together.
It's like you've been taking another journey, I've been taking another journey. Kind of like in the relationships that we talk about the first time. Many
those
times.
Are survival relationships.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Both are independent
in
their relationship. And they operate independently of each other. You do your thing, I do my thing, and somehow we both get along.
Exactly.
And it ain't working too well. So we sure pray for the best, hope for the best, and the wisest for this country for next week. And that it'd be something that has to do with more unity.
Yes.
Real unity between people, colors, cultures, and backgrounds.
Yes,
the same way that we in turn are trying to present that when it comes to relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Balance healthy relationships because it's been very unhealthy. It's been very unbalanced too from that side, from both sides, come to think of
right.
it. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
So, we, as you say, we need to.
Well, you brought it up, so.
We need to focus. Well, I think it's.
What are we talking about, too, by the way? In that matter, what are we talking about? Where are we still on?
We are talking about, our topic is after the storm there will be sunshine.
Wow, we are sure hoping the same thing what we're talking about when it comes to the
election. Yeah, because we are, that election is a storm.
Oh, it is.
The pre-election shenanigans, as say.
Yeah.
It has definitely been a storm.
Yeah.
There's such a small amount of civility. It just it mm-hmm. peeks through from time to time.
Families are just fighting yeah. with each other and hard over each other mm-hmm. and all that stuff. I think it's in fact, I bet it's affecting. I don't know. I'm being tired too, but I know it's been affecting relationships.
Yeah.
Just it plain relationships. Probably oh, yeah. broke up men.
Because there's a lot of tension.
Divorce has been, there's no doubt about it. It's happened. It's either us or them or them or us, and there ain't no in between
exactly.
at all.
Exactly. The last three, four elections have mm-hmm. been very, very troubling to a lot of relationships mm-hmm. and a lot of households.
Yeah.
I had a student the other day who said something that was mm-hmm. was very
troubling.
No, it was shocking, I guess you could say, because the students one student brought it up. It was an opportunity. It was every now and then I give them an opportunity to
even talk in your class.
Yeah, to bring up what's on their minds.
Oh, okay.
Because they're seniors.
Yes.
And so
they do think at that age.
Well, those who are given that opportunity, but most of them aren't given that opportunity.
Oh, okay. That's a righteous thing to say. Yeah. And you're that kind of teacher that I find. I'm sorry. I'll get back on the mic. You're the kind of teacher that I know that does that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so this one student brought up about the election. And when she brought up about the election, what happened was the students started talking about it. They jumped on it, and I was really surprised at how they jumped on it the way they did mm-hmm. and just really took it. And
our young people are on this.
Yeah.
They very much have been talking about it.
Yeah. And this
you know
is,
they have.
Yeah. This is one of the...
Probably more than us older people mm-hmm. are or want to, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, and you know, and somebody was talking about how they disagreed with their parents, but they couldn't say it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you know, and he made the statement, "Well, it doesn't matter. Once I, you know, get over there to vote, they're not gonna know who I vote for anyway. I can tell them anything,
mm-hmm.
you know." And I'm like, "Okay, well, that's you know, I didn't say anything. I just let them talk amongst themselves,
mm-hmm.
you know, and." Kept them on target, keep basically. On target.
Exactly.
And so, you know, that got me thinking. But the majority of them were very, very, very upset because they couldn't vote.
Mm-hmm.
They're not able to vote. I've got classes where almost every student is still 17. They won't be 18 until the until next year.
And they're biting at the bit to want to vote now.
Oh, yeah. They really want to vote in this election. Mm-hmm. And one girl said...
Because they see this being a historic election.
Yeah. And one girl was saying, you know, she was upset because mm-hmm. she said, now I have to wait 4 more years before I can vote for president. Mm-hmm. You know, and I told her, I said, yeah, but you have... other elections that are going to benefit
local.
or directly affect you on the local level.
Yeah, politics or what?
Yeah.
Local.
Yeah, and I said the next.
Get it local, crazy. No, mm-hmm. I'm just.
I told the next election that is here local.
Mm-hmm.
Don't it doesn't matter what it is. I said even if it is dog catcher,
mm-hmm.
go and vote because. That will get you in the habit of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Once you do it, you'll get in the habit of doing it. And it is something that you really need to do. And then another one wrote a poem about voting mm-hmm. and the importance of voting. And, you know, there's been a lot of keeping it in the forefront as students that they just keep doing it rather than me bringing it up.
Yeah, well, they are our next generation, and they know how important it is going to be for them. The saying is, this generation is not going to be as well off as the generation before.
Right.
And it was pushed. I'm not saying every culture has been that, because there have been some cultures here especially African-American cultures, when that has not necessarily been true anyway, mm-hmm. in a mass number, period. Yeah. Better than it has been years and years and years before, but not necessarily better than sometimes our parents
right.
are in a mass number. But on a whole, most other cultures or demographics in this country, that has been like a saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's been like a mantra. I'm supposed to do better than my parents.
Yeah.
And the parents are supposed to be about going through the process of making sure that
that my happens.
Kids, that happens, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
they're saying, no, I don't see that.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah, I'll stop right there.
Yeah.
Cause we got to get into
exactly.
Even though we need to get into this, is still part of mm-hmm. that storm
yeah. Yeah.
that we're talking about in relationships that do happen.
Yeah, because I know that was my mother's thing. Her thing was always, I don't care what you do, but you're not going to do what I did, what I do. And she made sure that...
What you do or did? Which one?
No, what she did. She wanted to make sure that we, you know, no matter what we chose as, you know, as work or how we were going to make a living, she just did not want us to make a living the same way she did.
What did your mom do? Are
she
you
was
just
a maid. No, I have no problem with that. She was a maid.
She was down south, and mm-hmm. as an African-American lady, that's the work she kind of did, was a maid. Yeah.
yeah. And she was like, no, it's not that... You know, and it was not that she had some negative stigma to her. She just knew that that was not all that she should have been able to do, and it was not all that we were going to have in our forefront as what we were capable of doing.
Exactly.
And so, you know, and that's what parents do.
That's what... I got to get back to the mic. I'm dealing around here in the studio, and that's what we should. But then, you know, but there are some parents who are like, "You're on your own."
Yeah, you figure it out.
You got to figure this out on your own. I'm on my own, getting famous. I always listen today where 50 cents or something like that, and this other young guy who's a rapper. I can't remember his name, and the two sons were different how they approached. You know, the life in with their famous dads. One was about I'm going to stop getting money from my dad, and I'm going to make my own money. I'm going to have my own life. I'm going to, you know, create for myself and not use your money,
mm-hmm.
dad. And then the other son, who's even older than this other son from this famous dad, 50 Cent, I think, son, said, I'm going to continue to keep the money that I'm getting from you in. I want more. And 50 Cent was saying, you too old to keep on thinking that I should be giving you money over and over again. And you ought to be ashamed that you're not trying to make money on your own as old as you are. Of course, most people are thinking like me, well, just cut off the money.
Yeah.
Stop giving it to him.
Yeah.
That's probably why he's acting the way he's acting right now, because you haven't did. You spoiled him.
Exactly.
From that end. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. You know, and that happens on all levels. I was just having a student yesterday telling me about one of my past students who is a friend of hers, and he graduated not this past graduation class, but the one before, and he was supposed to be going to college and everything. She said he never left. He never did anything that you know, he was talking about he was planning on doing. And she said that he just sits around the house all day, doing nothing, and waiting until, you know, his friends get off from work or get out of school. He doesn't work. He doesn't do anything. He just sits around home all day. And I'm like,
and how bad is it?
He's like 19, 20 years old.
So it's not that bad?
Not at all.
Okay, so that means, like a mom, you would not think it was that bad either, would you?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
He didn't
catch on fire or anything like that.
No.
Oh, good Lord, it looked like fire. You remember that commercial, don't you?
That was crazy.
Exactly. Anyway, go ahead.
But you know, she was saying, I don't know how you can just sit around and wait for your friends who are doing something to be free and you just sit around all day and do that, and you have no ambition or anything.
Well, when you've been given and not allow on your own to use your brain, your thoughts, and mm-hmm. your body form, yeah. then that's going to happen.
Or held accountable.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to do that.
Yeah.
You definitely are going to do that. And just think about it. There are many higher income families that their kids are living exactly like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they will carry on the same way. And many of those higher income families have carried on that same way for generations with their kids. And they want them to continue on to yeah. carry on that way.
Yeah.
It becomes part of the nobility of the family mm-hmm. from that particular end. I mean, some that we hear have trust set up in such a way where they don't have to work.
Right.
Period at all. The trust takes care of them from that end. So they can, you know, travel and have fun and all that other good stuff and sometimes bad stuff at all without having to worry about, you know, doing the till of their hands for the till mm-hmm. of the land or anything else whatsoever from yeah. that end.
But when it comes, go ahead.
I was going to say, but when it comes to a relationship.
That's what I was getting
at. That doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know why?
Why?
Because we know the other stories about those who have been that way, either on TV or books or in real life, if you know people that rich.
yeah.
That money can't buy love.
No, it cannot.
No. No, it can't.
You know, and talk about a storm.
Mm-hmm.
That's headed for a real storm.
Yeah, it is.
Because you don't know how to cope. You don't know how to function within the parameters of responsibility.
Finances,
and somebody else and
money being paid.
Yeah,
material things uh-huh. give you the perception that that's what life is all made of.
Mm-hmm.
And many times we're in relationships that same way.
Yeah.
We figured we could buy our love from that person that we mm-hmm. care about. We figured we could buy them from their anger.
Yes.
We figure, how about this one we heard before that? We figure we can buy their friendship. Because we know we really yeah. believe that true relationships that are built on a balanced relationship, mm-hmm. healthy relationship,
yeah.
thriving relationship is based on friendship. But we're talking about the unconditional love. Notice the word unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
And so in this case, when finances is used in this particular case, then when you run out of finances, what happens? What happens? The person catches on that the only reason why you're doing it is because of the fact that it makes them feel good giving that financial thing, and yet they're not doing anything to cater to your emotions, your intellect.
Yes.
Okay, those
yes.
things. Maybe you just have a little small, simple, whimsical things you would love to have them be concerned with. Mm-hmm. They won't even do that
yeah.
because they're more concerned about the financial well with all of the world
yeah.
or you. And so that little thing to them is not about anything at all.
Right. Don't understand compassion.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Empathy.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's one of those things that's really difficult for people to understand is empathy. That's one of the lessons I teach too is about empathy.
Yes,
because
exactly.
that's
what is empathy, by the way, because you sometimes have a hard time with that.
Empathy is feeling and understanding what somebody else is going through, putting yourself in their position, whether it is something that you have experienced so you know what's going on, or either it is something that you have or it's something that it's something that you have heard about enough. No, I lost my.
You're
I got sidetracked.
You got sidetracked.
Yeah.
Empathy should never sidetrack you.
Yes.
And let me give you what I have used as a coin word to maybe
yes.
help you out. Empathy is can be said this way. Into me, empathy, or into me. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Empathy is something that is a real hard thing for you because you have a hard time easily seeing how that can be.
Yeah, I can.
A word connected.
I can.
Empathy in to me.
Yeah, I understand. I understand that. But yeah, empathy is definitely.
About being into that person.
Yeah. Understanding them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it really is. You know, the Native Americans would say very easily that empathy is about walking in someone else's moccasins. I was talking to someone a couple of days ago and used the word empathy. And they were trying to dance all around it.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided, let me use the old saying that I've heard many times before, Native American saying, which is,
walk in my moccasins.
Yeah. And I didn't want to say it because I thought, man, we're talking, you know, a little over the head, over the top, a little deeper. If I say something simplistic like that, he might just laugh it off. Mm-hmm. And I said it. He said, yeah, exactly. That's what that is. That would be what empathy is.
Yeah.
And I said, wow. Maybe sometimes it's just that simple, being able to walk in someone else's shoes or moccasins.
And
do we have that ability to be able to do that?
And sometimes you'll hear people saying, especially when they're trying to get a point across to somebody, mm-hmm. saying, you know, understand what I'm going through. They'll say something like, just try walking a mile in my shoes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's the same thing. Be, you know, walk with me and see what I see and feel what I feel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, it's like step into my world.
And many of us have not connected together from the same worlds.
Yeah.
Same parts of the country. Same kind of experiences,
mm-hmm.
same kind of obviously family members.
Yeah, family background is a big one.
And of course, now we have cultures mixing together, race mixings together.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And we got cultures from other countries that are mixing together with one another here. Is it called the Great Mixing Pot? Mm-hmm. Or what do they call?
Yeah, the Melting country, Pot.
Melting Pot? I say
Which
Mixing
is
Pot. I say Mixing Pot. But
yeah, well, it's
pot.
Not doing and either no, one of no, them no, no. anymore.
You ain't kidding me. And with that being happened, it's causing this kind of storm that we're talking
mm-hmm.
about. And empathy really just goes out the door.
Oh, yeah. Empathy never comes in the door.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. Because you're mostly thinking about I. Remember we talked about the storm, thinking about I.
Yes.
So you're not even thinking about any empathy. Empathy means thinking about somebody else. So you're not even do that.
No.
You're still mostly, you know, caught on just you, narcissistic about what you think, what you're going living in that McDonald's, got to be all about me generation, which we're living in now strongly. Mm-hmm. They talk about how the internet has you in turn give the perception that you're real close to a whole bunch of people unless you get on Zoom all the time. And if you're on Zoom, you're actually trying to connect with thousands and thousands of people you have as friends that are buying stuff from you, and you're a great influencer. When actuality, you're only probably talking to two or three people every day at that.
Yeah.
One-on-one, at least maybe if you're doing Facebook or you're doing WhatsApp or and if you're doing TikTok and the rest of them, it ain't two ways. It's just one way.
Exactly.
So real relating to someone face to face, like they say, old fashioned way, it ain't even happening.
Mm-mm.
We really right now through technology, we really are isolated.
Oh, yeah.
And we're not really even dealing with people. Some have said that in some communities, the kids don't even go out and play anymore. They're all stuck in the house and not even relating to each other in the house because they are on that phone or that computer interfacing with someone else that's miles and miles and miles away that they may never even physically ever see.
Yeah.
But it become that relationship.
Exactly. Mm. And the other thing is, you know, we are building a future of people who have no they have no social skills.
Yes.
Because they don't know how to interact with people face to face.
The dynamics of, I call it, old school folks who are out there, they don't know how to connect or never felt the vibes of a person. Some people say the frequency.
Yeah.
Or we can get where the rubber meets the road or where the goats can get it. They don't know how it is when a person enters the room and you smell them.
Right.
Okay,
right.
How's that? And you might go, ooh. Or, ooh. And that smell influences your feelings all of a sudden. How do you deal with it?
Yeah.
Don't know. Never had that experience.
Exactly.
It's been anesthetic so far because I never had to smell you later.
Exactly, or smell you now.
Exactly.
And
that's just one.
And in addition to that, the other side of that is because people are not face to face, and you can't read body language.
Yeah, that's the next
one. There's limited authenticity. That's people true. Don't have to be authentic anymore.
Wow, you're right about that. Not at all.
You know, you
I'm sending my AI robot first before I do anything anyway.
And that's what everybody else is doing.
Did you hear, as we talk about it, there was at one time, I don't know why it's ducked out of there, but there was supposed to be AI that was going to be trying to move to go to a courtroom to try to address the fact that they want to, or it wants to, whatever you may want to call it, have the right to be a sentient being that exists.
Wow.
Exactly. And then have the courts sanction that. That was probably a couple of years ago before AI kind of went under. And now it becomes a tool that everybody uses that scours everything on the internet. And by the way, you can still get jobs to train AI, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But at one time, that was a push. I bet you're still in there in the background.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They were going to push that. I bet you're still there. Wow. Now we have, what's his name?
Elon Musk.
Go on. Mr. Go On guy. He's now trying to put, you know, everything together by getting a suit called a body on it so that you could feel something agreeable about it. Still look like a human body. Uh-huh. A funny looking human body, if you ask me. He forgets certain parts, but there's some parts that come you get taken in other places. But anyway, so he's still trying to make it human-like.
Wow.
Where the rod I was telling you about had nothing to do with being human. Like it was going to stay within the function of a computer or a phone, and the interfacing was going to be as it always been, either text wise or voice wise, and that was going to be called a being, and it had the right to exist.
Yeah, and so what that's going to mean is, you know, things are going to have to go to
chaos.
That too.
Because human beings are not going to. I'm not interface with you.
Yeah,
I didn't want to interface with you either.
And more than that, we are becoming less trustworthy.
Yeah, that does
bring
that in.
And so if you don't trust the people around you, what makes people think you're going
to
trust
a
robot?
We got to get ready to go to a PSA that also makes politics easy for people to bamboozle and hoodwink people just because of that, too.
Absolutely, it does. Yes.
You are listening to WRUU-LP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul.
La vacuna contra el virus del papiloma humano o VPH puede proteger a mi hija contra el cáncer de cuello uterino. El doctor me dijo que la vacuna es segura y eficaz y que vacunara a mi hija cuando cumpliera 11 o 12 años. Así que lo voy a hacer porque es algo importante. Visite el sitio web de los CDC www.cdc.gov.
Dr. King often said, "Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter." He gave his life for things that matter. All you have to do is register to vote, then learn about candidates and issues all up and down the ballot. Vote November 5th.
And we are back from our little break that we took, and I hope you're still with us.
Yeah.
And
I ran down the street, went up to Quick Trip. Oh, excuse me, I forgot. I got to call Barker's. I got to be in the right places.
But you
got
know,
me some coffee.
You know what we forgot to do?
What?
We forgot to introduce ourselves.
Oh,
fudge.
Loops. I'm Craig, or Imar, and
I'm Sharon, or Zare.
And you're listening to Taking the Journey Together. For those who've listened to our program before the last couple of years, you know who we are. And as we said to the new person who said we're now funny.
Yeah. You know, she was not the first person that said we were funny.
We got into a conversation
we've heard
so
somebody,
much I forgot all about that.
We've had some other people that say, "I like listening to y'all. Y'all funny and you're fun."
That. Oh, that would be that older lady.
Well, we've had a couple of people that have done that.
Yeah, but I'm thinking about the older lady that we know of that we saw. What is her name?
I cannot remember.
She pops up once in a while. Yeah. I forget. And she's on she listens to WRU a long time. Yeah, we'll have to shout out her name. It's really a shame.
Oh. I forgot who it was. Oh, Margie.
Yeah, Margie. I think it starts with the end. Margie, if you're listening, give away. Drink a coffee for somebody else. Text us too, or Facebook us. We're so
really
glad to
like
hear from
Margie.
You.
She has she's been a supporter even before we did this.
Even before we knew she was.
Yeah, the first thing she supported was when was you doing a gallery setup.
Yeah,
and she said,
"Where was that place at?"
It was at the WW Law.
Exactly.
And she was like, "Just go on and set up. You're here. You do it." And brought water, to be there. She's really a sweet person.
Exactly. Yeah, you need to go back there and try to do something there. Yeah. More WRU needs to do a lot more things in the multicultural community anyway. Maybe doing some live shows, some recording shows in areas and in places like that. May have to talk with them a little bit more. We've been neglecting that because we've been so busy ourselves.
So there's a shout out to Margie.
Yep, there you are, Miss Margie. Thank you very much. Where are we at and where did we leave?
Well,
these conflicts turn into strength.
Yes. Strength. Yes, we were.
Conflict can turn into strength.
And that's the thing.
No pain.
No gain.
Without a struggle?
Without a struggle, there is no progress.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I had another thought that was rolling through
my
mind, and I had to get it straight.
Which one?
The other one now, I don't lost that one because I got the other one straight.
Okay.
The other one was, I don't know. I don't remember.
It'll come back.
Yeah.
We're a little tired anyway from that end, although kind of business of the stuff we do.
Yes,
so,
and we got to get you back to relaxing some more too. Because
good luck to that one.
Yeah.
Foundations of a thriving relationship. Did we talk about this?
I think we talked about communication
we talked
about trust.
Shared values and goals, so important. We talked about that, I'm pretty sure. Now we're down on navigating challenges together. Conflict resolution.
Oh, wow. That is a tough one.
Explore healthy ways to resolve conflicts and emphasize the importance of staying calm and focus on the issue, not the person around today. That isn't a hard thing today.
Yeah.
Since we follow the kind of politics where the politics is all about the person.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot there's a certain word they call it when it's about the person, not the issue. I forgot the word. You remember it if not. But anyway, that happens a lot as a reflection of relationship. You know what it reminds me of?
What's that?
The drama of soap operas.
Yeah.
The dramas of soap operas really have never been about... excuse me.
Bless you.
It really has never been about the issue.
Mm-hmm. But it's always been about
individuals.
Exactly.
Man, that same individual I saw a couple months ago was the same individual was standing in the same space and he was turning his head talking the same way he was before.
Yeah.
And he looked like he never aged.
Yeah, so, you know, it's...
Am I right?
You're right. You're absolutely right. So, you know, when we look at conflict resolution...
Over a lifetime, I would bet those actors on soap operas get paid more than any actors that make a one-time, two-time movie.
Oh, they do.
Think about that.
They do, because some of them stay on the same job for 20, 30 years.
And if after that they play them as reruns, you know they're getting royalties.
Yeah.
But that's quiet. That's not said much whatsoever from them. But we're back to, again, no emphasis in the relationship. When you turn from the issue and you focus on the person, that's when the conflict steps. Mm-hmm. It's the I. So what do you think about that, by the way? Do you think of that sometimes? I'm probably going to step on my own feet, but I'm going to do it anyway. Do you think sometimes we can get so caught up in the we forget the I?
That is possible. And I also think that...
We measure. The bridges are falling down. You better come back and get some more. You don't remember that when we said that, young?
No, you don't. Not exactly.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, it sounds familiar, but it's not stuck in my head.
No, well, different parts of the country and all that good stuff. But saying back, being serious, that does happen, what you just said.
Yeah, and actually, that is mm-hmm. one of those things that is, it's not as prevalent as the I, you know. But that is not to say
because
that
most of us don't operate in the we,
right?
From that end, right. But I don't know. I mean, you know, there is that stereotype. I know I'm dangling right now out mm-hmm. there. My own self was talking about we, unity, yeah. and all the good stuff. But you know, there is that stereotypical push from the female side
mm-hmm.
that we are about we, children, yes. nurturing.
Yeah.
And the guy is usually about what?
I,
just himself. Yeah. And I'm so tired about the we that only represents the children and then me taking care of you. You're about the I.
Mm-hmm.
And I get no time for what?
Me.
My I for me.
Yeah.
What's your thought about that one?
I think there needs to be balance.
And I also
believe that it's necessary to get some me time
mm-hmm.
because mm-hmm. that's how you're going to rejuvenate. That's how you're going mm-hmm. to be able to see the forest and the trees.
Okay. Forest you from the trees.
No.
Yeah. In the trees.
No,
I understand.
See the forest and
in the
trees.
Okay.
Where you see both perspectives.
Exactly.
You know, and when you're tired, you can't see both perspectives.
Exactly.
When you don't have a chance to clear your mind of the sludge and the muck and things that
this toxin.
Yeah. Detox your mind. Mm-hmm. That's a good way to put it.
The use of timeout strategy when emotions run high is important. What do you think about that?
Absolutely.
I think I'm trying to bring our notes around a little bit because I think it's important for us to talk about that because we don't. Some do, some don't, are comfortable with the timeouts.
Mm-hmm.
I probably have a problem with timeouts too much.
Yeah.
Well, I have a problem with timeouts because I don't like timeouts. When I was younger, when my mom said timeout, I said, time no. I ain't taking no timeout. I'm just joking.
That sounds like you.
I'm just really joking. But I do know that the attention span that people have is less than a gnat.
Yeah.
So it's easier for them to be strong, especially today with, I like timeout. Because I don't have attention mm-hmm. span much at all.
Yeah.
I have a very strong attention span.
Yeah.
And I can have attention span on more than one particular project and multitask them
mm-hmm.
and work them all out frontwards, backwards, and in between.
Yeah.
Have always been able to do that. And, of course, it helped me out when I was in the electronic world for years because mm-hmm. that's what I had to do with all the different systems that are involved. And I'm not going to do it now because I was going to. I'm not going to. The only problem with that is it was hard for me to sometimes wind down
yeah.
and find some time out, which was good for my health and my mentality. Mm-hmm. And that part you are very good about. In fact, you are so very good that you're too good because many times you don't pay attention to me at all.
But, you know, and
it can cause a conflict.
It can. And mm-hmm. and a lot of that is not intentional.
Mm-hmm.
It's that, you know, sometimes your system, your body, your spirit takes over
mm-hmm.
when and you have no control over it. I spend so much time in so much noise, talking so much, you know, doing things of that sort all day long. I go from like 7 o'clock mm-hmm. to 3 o'clock with people in and out space.
Do you feel that that's the time where you have no control?
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting because yeah. I never felt on my side when you said I had no control. I never felt that way. I felt that in turn I had too much control, not no control.
Yeah.
Because I figure if I had control, I would want to have more dialogue with people.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously with people that I feel comfortable in dialogue, yeah. not with anybody and everybody. But with that, well, most of the time, I spend my time at home doing my research, getting prepared for this. When we're doing the nonprofit thing, went out mm-hmm. on River Street. So I don't get that kind of time like you do where there's so many people coming at me
yeah.
where I have no real control from that end.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you need to understand that that's that portion. It's not like I don't have control. And you already know that many of my thoughts, even what we're doing right now, mm-hmm. has everything to do with the actual navigation, function,
yeah,
studying, and strategically placing of thoughts in such mm-hmm. a way that they are expressed, and then being able to give back for people to understand.
Yeah.
From that end. So that's not being not in control. That's, some people say, being too much in control. And I yeah. think that's the portion that I'm trying to learn from you, being not so much in control, and learn that thing that's yeah. always been a problem with me, that starts with a P. What's that?
Perspective.
No. Patience.
Patience. Yeah. And that is, yeah. that patience is one of the big things, because I never know. Every time my door opens, I never know what's coming in.
Yeah.
And that's where the out of control is, but I have to be able to adjust to it. And it wears me out.
Wow.
You know, but it's one of those things.
Do you think you always had that as part of your persona, even when you're young? You think uh-huh. you had that always a part of it?
Yeah.
Well, you must keep it pretty quiet, because you look like your patience is always on a timer, ready at any time to explosively pop off, but you do a good job just keeping it in.
I don't have my
because you just got through saying it does tire you.
Oh, it does.
So that means you, I describe quite well
yeah, yeah.
what that description
yeah,
is.
Yeah. And I will even tell them sometimes, look, I am tired. This is not the day to push the envelope, you know, because that's a part of that communication, you know, even within that space. But the problem is that I'm getting to is that is outside of the home.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time I come home, I'm so mentally and emotionally exhausted that I, you know, it's hard to find an opportunity to rejuvenate, to be whole for you all the time.
It that goes into our next one, emotional support. That's what we're referring to.
Yeah.
How do we, in the storm times, move to be strengthened? Because that's what we're referring to. Part of the strengthening role is that emotional time for cool down has everything to do with me being emotionally overwhelmed. I'm emotionally overwhelmed on my side because I'm not getting enough ebb and flow.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that?
Yeah.
That's part of sharing it. Like, that's a healthy
way
that a relationship that's about being balanced and being healthy would be all about. Yeah. Okay? That's called sharing.
Yeah. And I'm getting,
and you're getting,
I'm getting ebb and flow overload.
Overload, exactly. Yeah. They're sharing stuff with you that you don't really want to be shared with.
Exactly. When I'm when I'm dealing with anywhere from 60 to 90 different personalities on average.
Yeah.
And many days it's even more than that.
Exactly.
That are all over the place, you know, and then I get home and it's like, okay, where's my peace and quiet?
Yeah.
You know, and but you need that ebb and flow.
Exactly. And so I need the sharing because I didn't have it all day. hold on. This is funny. Maybe what you should do next time when you have a kid that you know full well you don't want to speak to, you know full well they sound some kind of intelligent. You go, hold on for a minute. I'm going to put my husband on the phone. Talk to him. And when you get done, come back into class.
I should do that.
Watch him go, Miss Butts, I don't want to talk to him. Terrence would.
Yeah, he would.
He would. And he would. So would of Uche, is that her name?
Uche.
Uche should be mad at me. But some, they would have loved to have talked to me if you would.
Yeah. I tell you who else would.
What?
Toby.
Yeah. So when are you going to get us back together again? When are you going to have an outing for them? Because I love to be able to talk to those young folks. Enjoy that.
When we get ready for the Christmas toy
you're
giveaway.
You're going to make sure you get them involved this time? She's going to take pictures?
Uh-huh.
I'm about to help her out with that.
Yeah. And that's the thing.
How about old boy at the store? We're going to bring him in too? Maybe they can take pictures together?
Possibly.
Is he still there?
He's still there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's bring him in. He was mad at me last time because I forgot to get him involved.
Yeah. Well, we'll make sure we do that this time.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, so even within relationships, sometimes your outside environment causes that storm, you know, and that's one of those situations where it is par for the course. You know, it is, you know, creating all of the necessary components to make that storm. Mm-hmm. One is tired, one is raring to go.
And then opposites as for the needs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that means we've been lucky because we haven't had many storms. Now, we did try, as I presented to you, to time out in the car
mm-hmm.
instead of like going to the bar. Yeah. And then get prepared. But yeah. for some reason, that's been working too well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've tried coming in and cooking.
I mean, but what that don't work because you just hide in there and that can't yeah, and that, you
and
disappear.
And that's and what I was getting
disappear.
Ready to say.
Disappear.
Exactly, because I am hiding out, getting quiet. And at first, I didn't realize that. But that's another one of those things that I call my sanity saver.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and so
I'm trying to figure out what can happen for me because you can't say, well, let me call Ty Q or my AI Sharon and let her come in and sit down and talk with you at this time. Really, we have to try to look at some cheerleading
mm-hmm.
and safe spaces time.
Yeah.
I think that time of you allowing yourself to detox from mm-hmm. all that, which yeah. we talked about before, and not come in the house and hide
yeah.
when I'm in here and you know what my situation is,
yeah.
Is important enough to get yourself back on track, back healthy, because you know you're detoxing of hearing all that information. Definitely has made things unbalanced.
Yeah.
Because it's not healthy to be in a relationship and then say, well, I'm not supposed to have any communication in a healthy, balanced relationship.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Yeah.
from that end, I've just been overloaded mostly from mm-hmm. the outside.
And I have thought about, you know, walking it off. That's what I used to do back when I was in Colorado. I would mm-hmm. get off.
But you wouldn't. You
and
know,
I would just, let me finish. And mm-hmm. I would just go walking. But I like walking with you. So that wouldn't work either.
Light bulb. We need to use. And we did that. And we do that. We use the walking and talking together.
Yeah.
Our walk talks.
We used to do that a lot in Kansas City.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's because they had that beautiful
lake
that we could walk yeah. around, which I absolutely love. It's just walking yeah. distance from where we were. I think we would drive.
Down
there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that part. Well, we still got a highway now. I think we need to try to do that a little bit more.
Yeah.
We have not got back to it. But I think so, because we do a lot of good walking and talking together.
Mm-hmm.
I do most of the talking, but you still do the talking back. And it's a good way that we're able to bridge that particular mm-hmm. period of
yeah.
time.
And that adrenaline push for the walking,
mm-hmm.
it pushes some of that overload
exactly.
out. You know, it clears.
For you, it does.
Yeah.
You know it does for me, don't you?
It keeps you going.
No. Sharon, shame on you, really. It gets me out
of the house.
Office to get up and move.
Yeah, exactly.
Because otherwise yeah. I'll sit in there all day.
All day long.
Doing research.
All day long.
And now I'm getting ready to start trying to do some remote work,
mm-hmm.
research work with a couple of companies that want me to work with them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, I won't move, which is not good.
No,
so
it isn't.
So that's what is helpful for
it
me.
It isn't.
Yeah.
But you know, and so that's and the fact that we need
mm-hmm.
Not only, you know, some of that will help us to avoid conflicts too.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so once you, if you can avoid conflicts because you are winding down or you're getting on the same page
mm-hmm.
when you get together, that would alleviate that.
Yeah, exactly.
But at the same time, you can have emotional support. Like yesterday when I came in and I was talking, I mentioned something to you and you were like, I don't want to talk, I don't need to know about all that really. And then it came back around and you said, okay, I know something's bothering you, so come on. And it really wasn't bothering me. I just needed, I was feeling kind of good about it. So it really wasn't bothering me, but it felt good to be able to just talk sometimes without needing a solution to it, to a situation.
The fact is you needed, as I said before,
a sounding board.
To share it.
Yeah, that's
instead
that's
of holding it back.
Yeah, and that's what I call a sounding board, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You call it what you want, but
yeah.
it's called sharing.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's what you have a hard time sharing doing sometimes, is sharing.
I do, yeah. because of some other stuff, but
well,
yeah, I
yeah.
do.
Without getting into it, we know why, because it was surprising, though I knew what was behind it, that would happen.
Yeah.
From that end. Because, you know, that was a long time waiting for you to even want to do. It was a fearful factor. Mm-hmm. Do we want it? I mean, seriously,
exactly.
It was.
Exactly.
From that end. So there's no way after being done like that, you could just blow it off as being something simplistic.
Mm-hmm.
And then think it wouldn't affect you?
Yeah.
And then affect your relationship?
Right.
Sometimes we can really lie to ourselves.
Oh, yeah. And
fool ourselves.
And we lie to ourselves better than we lie to anybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, and then it comes
to cause conflicts in the relationship.
Uh-huh. Definitely.
It doesn't allow them to be a good cheerleader. It makes them feel like they're not in a safe space anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it will make them feel like they have been betrayed. Well, you know, I'm open to you telling you how I feel, and you feel good, and you get a one up on me, and my cards are open to you. But when you have something going on, you shut down.
Yeah.
You pull your cards up, and then you don't act like you want to play anymore.
Right.
And it's another form of betraying in mm-hmm. the relationship mm-hmm. doing that, you know?
Yeah, it definitely. And it doesn't build trust either.
No, that's the most, that's yeah. that particular foundation keeps that relationship to be balanced, because people are in turn are trusting that mm-hmm. you are open to at least be honest, open, and what's the last one?
Transparent.
As we do when we connect to people mm-hmm. who we feel are real friends.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. but when you have those issues mm-hmm. and those things that are I guess you could say, for lack of a better term, triggers that will keep you from being open like that,
mm-hmm.
you can't help yourself. And so what that means is you need to start finding ways to heal, because if you don't, you know,
you'll continue the cycle.
Exactly. But when you say you can't help yourself, yes, you can, because mm-hmm. that healing is what will help you. It's not going to change things overnight.
Mm-hmm.
But there will be a gradual change, and all of a sudden one day you'll realize, oh, this is easy. I could have been doing this all along, but you weren't at the right place
mm-hmm.
to do it all along. You had to clean out some things, and mm-hmm. and you know, it's kind of like having you know, when
just think about Dr. Frazier right now.
Mm-hmm.
Say the food you've been eating has been toxic.
Yeah.
And so that's why you've been having that particular problem in the first
exactly,
place.
Exactly. You know,
would he not say that?
He would. He definitely would. And you know, that's another thing that you can do. You can start detoxing,
mm-hmm.
which
at the physical portion,
exactly. You know,
sometimes our body function mm-hmm. is causing our emotions, our
exactly.
feelings, to act the way we act. We're not
exactly.
thinking anything about that. We think there's a disconnect,
mm-hmm.
and it is directly influencing connected
yeah.
with us,
which
is why we detox. Right now, we'll become mm-hmm. fruitarians and vegetarians
yeah.
because we know it's been affecting us.
But
our emotions. And
it's
all
time
stuff.
For us to even go further than that.
What's that? We're gonna starve ourselves? No, I'm just.
Yeah, we are. It's time for us to go
on a fast.
Go on a fast.
Yeah,
probably for like 2 weeks.
Exactly.
And now is a perfect time to do it, so we can clear out before the holidays.
What holiday?
Thanksgiving is coming up.
Oh yeah. I don't think much about Thanksgiving, but except for the goose.
That's called a duck.
Yes. Okay. The Gus or the I mean, one of those. I want one.
Neither
this
one
year.
Of us can talk anymore.
I want one this year instead of the turkey. But if we're vegetarian, I'm going to have to find out how they actually make one, so it looks like it, but you can eat it. Because I know they do hamburgers, they do everything. Anyway, we're about ready to stop. Anyway,
yes.
Thank you.
We'll see
God
you next
until
week.
Next time. Uh-oh, no, we're not. Hey, it doesn't look like that's to be so. Where are we? We're still going. So, I'm sorry. I was my bad. We're still on the air.
Oh, God.
I looked at the wrong thing.
Well, next week came quicker than we thought it would.
Wow.
Oh,
okay,
see, that's what happens when we're so into what we're talking about.
No doubt about it. And
but,
then looking at the wrong thing, too, on
yes.
the board, not paying attention. So that has a lot to do. So where were we before? Oh,
well,
we were talking about the Christmas goose.
Yeah, your
duck goose. Duck goose.
Yes. And I'm sorry, babe, but...
You're not going to do that.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I'm not.
You're going to do a whole Thanksgiving. If we can get some of our kids to act like they got some sense, maybe we call them and say, this is the last time you're going to see us because we're going to another country. We're never coming back again. And maybe we might convince them to come down. And then tell them at the same time that we're going to leave them hundreds and thousands of dollars that we can leave and buy their loyalty. And maybe they'll come down. And I've never seen kids in my lifetime when we were younger just wanted to come down to a warm part.
Yes.
And especially Florida and all that other good stuff. Just dreaming about doing it. And the kids, the young folks we have now, ain't even thinking about it. They're so more involved with staying where they're at.
And doing their own thing. Yeah.
And they're in cold parts where snow is over their head and their feet and everything else. I don't understand. I would have died if I had some parents. And when I was younger, I did stay with some parents for a little while because I was a bad boy. But they were in St. Petersburg, and I absolutely loved it. I hated to go back. I loved St. Petersburg. The no snow. I was absolutely loved. I was down on the beach all the time. Went a couple of times on a boat to do shark hunting and stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah, I absolutely loved it. So I don't get it. I really don't get it these days.
You know what? That's the sign that of the changing times.
Yeah, yeah. Self-centeredness about them own self.
Yeah, it's this is you know where my life is and my life. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, I only travel in the direction of my life.
You know what's worst? Not mean to cut you off. They have no problem and sometimes try to make you feel guilty about you need to come see them. am I right?
Yeah.
What the?
Yeah.
What is it that us old folks, older folks, we supposed to come see you? Oh, my God. These young folks these days. Unreal.
Yeah. Fortunately, we like to travel.
Yeah, fortunately, we do. But that's like, you can kick rocks from what I think I feel about it. Seriously. But one day, their kids are gonna grow up and they're gonna do the same thing to them. Watch and see. That's payback is a mother.
Yeah. But you know, in the meantime, no fake duck.
I can't do that.
So
on that note, we're reflecting views that think about how to support our partners during tough times. Yeah. Holidays coming up, and you're telling me that I got to deal with a real turkey?
No.
Oh,
And even in this case, that's one of the ways to support. Duck is better than turkey, even though duck is.
What's the difference between duck and goose? Can I get a goose instead of a duck? Can you get both? Is a goose better than a duck, or duck better than goose?
I have never had goose before.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind.
I have no idea.
So
I don't know what goose tastes like.
You used to do those small
Cornish hens. And see,
our time is really getting close now.
Yeah.
I can see it for real. But anyway, you used to do Cornish hens. I used to love those too. You're the first person that in my life that's ever introduced me to Cornish hens. They look so small, I thought I could put them on a piece of sandwich and just eat them like a hamburger. I'm like, who's going to eat these little things? And I thought they were baby chickens. Like, why are you eating baby chickens? You're cruel. What's wrong with your humanity? You're eating baby chickens. Anyway, we got to go. Until next time, God bless.
You have been listening to Taking the Journey Together on WRUU. We hope you've gotten some information to smooth your relationship journey. If you have any relationship questions that you'd like us to explore, send us an email to ttjt@takingthejourney-together.com or post on Facebook at www.facebook.com/ttjtogether.
Until next Saturday at 9 a.m., enjoy your Taking the Journey Together. The viewpoints expressed in the following program are not necessarily those of WRUU 107.5, its license holder,